Over the last week, Ukrainian forces have recaptured over 70 kilometres of the Kharkiv region. The city hosting Russian headquarters, Izium, located in the Kharkiv region's northeast, was liberated on Saturday as well. Experts say this region of northeastern Ukraine has been a strategic strip for the advancement of the war. Ukrainian military spokespeople have said that the Russian troops were practically running away. However, Russian forces explained that they had to retreat due to power and supply shortages. Kate Saab asked Dr. Sarah Meagher, Senior Lecturer in International Relations at the University of Melbourne, why this advance is so significant.
Ukraine has been launching this counteroffensive now on a couple of fronts since late August. So the initial news reports were their attacks on Crimea to the south. And I think what makes the liberation of almost 3,000 kilometres, I think they're saying now, of territory in the Kharkiv region significant is, I guess, how unexpected it was that they would be so successful waging this counteroffensive on two fronts.
How will the position of Ukraine in the war change due to the liberation?
I think it's given Ukraine a lot of positive sentiment, right? The war has been going on for 7 months now, or almost 7 months. It's clearly, you know, protracted, and while there's still a lot of resistance and commitment to the war effort on the part of Ukrainians, this success, this victory, will just add fuel to the fire, if you will, and I think really rejuvenate the will and commitment of the people on the front lines. And I think it's also significant for the people who have been living under Russian occupation in those regions. There's videos and images emerging of their happiness with being liberated. I guess the real question now will be how well Ukraine can hold that recaptured territory, or whether we're going to see some back and forth of counteroffensives and reinvasion, and, you know, where the line stabilizes in the end.
Why would Russia retreat from these areas?
So it sounds like Russia's got some real tactical issues that they're facing with waging this war. There's been a lot of reports about their commitment of troops already being, you know, something like 85% of their total military capacity, whether they've got, therefore, the ability to maintain military coverage on all of the areas that they've captured, as well as their own border. And then there's also some strategic wins from Ukraine. So they cut some power supply to the Kharkiv region, which undermined the communications and just sustenance of Russian forces that had been occupying there. So I think we can see this as a strategic retreat. They did lose a significant number of troops and military vehicles. So we might see this as a strategic retreat to regroup and bring new troops to the front. Or maybe they will accept, you know, this loss of territory in order to focus on more strategic territory elsewhere.
What does this mean for the residents of the region?
I've not seen any recent sociological polls come out of Kharkiv region, but given, you know, how central it is in that sort of part of Ukraine, it's one of the major cities. All of the sort of smaller cities to the east that had been occupied, now pushing that front almost to the very border of that province, I think is significant because the people have been, you know, they haven't faced that occupation from Russia like their Donbass neighbors. I think most, while they may have been Russian-speaking or perhaps even had certain degrees of sympathies to the separatists before Russia's invasion this year, I think for most of them, they'll be happy to be reunited with the rest of Ukraine and under control of their government.
In what ways could this have potential significance for Australia's involvement in the war?
I think it was necessary for Western countries to see that all of their military aid was going to some benefit. We just saw last week US government made another significant military aid package announcement. Australia has similarly been committing quite a bit to military aid. We would probably have less political will of the Australian public to continue sending this sort of aid overseas, especially in, you know, the economic recession we're facing, interest rate rises and cost of living rate rises that are also being impacted by this war going on. I think you see a decrease of moral support of Australians for this war abroad. So seeing this victory now, I think, gives justification for ongoing military support from Western countries.
Dr. Sarah Meagher, Senior Lecturer in International Relations at the University of Melbourne, speaking there with Kate Sarp.